This feast of Saints Philip and James, Saint Philip the Apostle who brought Nathanael to Jesus, who was also mentioned in one of the multiplications of the loaves, not believing that Jesus could at first provide for all of them, all of the people, and mentioning today as well Philip in the Gospel asking Jesus to show them the Father, and that will be enough for us. Saint Philip is traditionally known to have been crucified in a town called Phrygia. And Saint James, the Saint James of this gospel, two apostles with that name, Saint James. This Saint James was the cousin of Jesus and the Bishop of Jerusalem, also the author of one of the books in the New Testament, Saint James the Less, we call him, to distinguish him from St. James the Greater, the apostle to Spain. This St. James the Less, Bishop of Jerusalem, was killed in Jerusalem, being thrown off of the temple and then beaten to death. Two of the intimate disciples of Jesus, and because of their intimacy with our Lord said, "Well, if you ask anything in my Father's name, I will do it." And in order to glorify the Father, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son, if you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. So we are reminded of the importance of petition, asking for things in the name of Jesus, and also our union with Jesus, our closeness with him. Imagine ourselves being apostles and being close disciples with our Lord, because that's what we should be, that's what we're called to be. And we, when we ask for something from our Lord, which should be all the time, every day, we should be petitioning, asking our Lord for so many things. And in our intimate union and closeness and friendship with Jesus as his disciples, Jesus wants to give us everything that is for our good, and everything that is for the glory of his Father. And that should be our intention in our petitions. What is God's glory? What is the best for his glory and for our good and the good of souls? And God is always going to be answering our prayers when we are asking with that intention. Always trying to unite ourselves to God's will more closely, and always trying to do what is his best interest, what is God's will. And then we know we will advance his kingdom, we will advance the good of our neighbor and our own sanctification.
Oh, misery.